Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Tonight is Sunday evening, and it's 7 o'clock show of the Navajo Talk Radio, and it is in conjunction with the Facebook page, Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is your host, Cal Nez, and I invite all of you out there to give us a call and share your thoughts and your opinions and your frustrations and your happiness, whatever it is, about the Navajo Nation election. Tonight's topic, like I said, is about the election. The election, which is right now scheduled for April 21st, 2015, between Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. and Russell Begay. And there's a lot of stuff going down, and I want to hear from you. I want to hear what your thoughts are, what your opinions, and what you think about all of the rulings, the courts getting involved, and now we have a situation where we have the Navajo Nation Supreme Court who ordered the Navajo Nation Election Office to hold an election for this coming Tuesday, 2 days away. And for those that don't know or didn't know that there was an election going on April 21st, on Friday at about literally 8 minutes before closing of the offices, the Navajo Nation Window Rock District Court, Judge Carol Perry issued a ruling. And the ruling is says to stay the election, to not hold the election. And the interesting thing about that situation, when I read this thing and I'm trying to fully understand and see what your thoughts are as to why the Navajo Nation former Board of Election Supervisors, there was four of them, who filed this injunction. And the interesting thing about it was that because of their activities, the with Chris Deschini's situation, they were removed from office. And then the election was held, and right now, as we sit, we do not have an election board of election supervisor to even be there to validate the April 21st election. So, but they are going to elect new officers. And that's what's interesting about this whole thing, is that we are literally sitting here waiting for what is going to happen tomorrow. And I invite the Dr. Joe Shirley Jr.'s campaign staff, if any of you are out there listening to the show right now, I would highly recommend that you call in and see what the options that you guys are considering. Of course, we've heard the word appeal, and now when they do the appeal, who is it going to go to, the district court, or is it going to go to the Office of Elections, or is it going to go to the Navajo Nation Supreme Court? And the day before, the April 21st, I don't know if there's enough time to even sustain any type of legal activities in order to hold this election. So tonight, we here on the Navajo Nation media radio station, that the campaigns are still going on, and you probably heard on the radios that the both sides of the campaign, the Dr. Joe Shirley Jr.'s campaign as well as Russell Begay's campaign, they're moving forward without any disturbance, any slowdowns, or anything of that sort with their campaign. But depending on what's going to happen tomorrow, it's going to be very interesting. Now, while we're here on the radio show, I want to hear from you what your predictions, speaking of predictions, and what your thoughts are on where this is all going to go. And I think for whatever reason, the The whole Navajo Nation election has been on suspension, and everybody feels like they have their opinions as to what it is that is stopping this entire election. Of course, it started out with Chris Descheny and his dismissal. There was a challenge against Russell Begay. In the meantime, Dr. Joe Shirley Jr.'s campaign has been waiting and waiting and waiting, going about their business and filing their side of the legal papers, and in hopes that this election is going to happen. And I'm sure it's very frustrating, but really, when you see this thing, all of the people that are out there at the local level, so to speak, what are they going to do if this whole thing is halted? What was very interesting to me was when I look at these rulings, I always look for the future. What are the alternatives that will be able to resolve this issue? While I read the ruling by Judge Perry, do you see any future how to resolve this issue? Yes, let's stay this. But their opinions are that it's on behalf of the former Navajo Nation Election Office. So, another question. What are your thoughts on the Navajo Nation Council? Of course, they had an agreement, and they recommended that there is a referendum that takes place. And that's essentially what everybody is camping on right now, is that the election should happen. It's only going to happen on the fluency issue. Now, I don't know what your thoughts are. That's exactly the same situation that the former Board of Election Supervisors, the ones that file the petition, they're saying, let's hold off. Let's have the election on the fluency issue. And I tell you what, that fluency issue is not going away and has not gone away. So the question is this: does the Navajo Nation Council convene on Monday to address this? I haven't heard. Have you heard? And so there's so much to this, and I want to hear from you. The telephone number here is 347-989-0048. And this is Politics on the Navajo Nation. Tonight's topic is about the April 21st election. I want to hear from some of the campaign people. It would be great to hear from the actual candidates themselves and see what their thoughts are. We want to hear from you. We want to be able to understand, because this internet show goes literally all over the world. And I welcome all of the people that are out there. There is so much that is at stake here that we cannot just sit on the sideline and proclaim that I'm not going to vote. somewhere along this line, we have a responsibility. And this responsibility has got to do with our voice on our government. I've heard a lot of stuff on the internet where that they're saying that the Navajo Nation or the voters, some of them have voted, but they voted no confidence, and they're not going to participate. Now, is that the right thing to do? Is that something that we should accept? Is it something that, or do we go out and do the election and cast our vote? Because right now, as we sit, the Navajo Nation election is going to happen on Tuesday. And does the Window Rock District Court overrule the Navajo Nation Supreme Court? That's one part that hasn't been addressed yet. It's a lower court, and they're within the Navajo Nation judicial branch. And I am very pleased to be able to be a part of this process, whether we like it or not. But the only way we're going to make this thing happen and to be able to share, because people do listen to the show. And to the Navajo Talk Radio Show. And my name is Cal Nez, and the telephone number here, Navajo Nation, Navajo Nation Supreme Court alaja sadahagi jo are hotoi rulings will yell in ke hotoban ti ke hotobi ke hono ido le no are ke hoto sa do na tos ide di chi la jo ya ten spa hozen aro kuchen sto to mo nda inishan ta atano so the Window Rock District Court, Adago, Judge Carol Perry, jo ada hitna hodna. Kwegi April 21st na kiskan. Ede dai nesa ne hotol ni. Khala dide nikizad wal ye. Dide nikizad de ye ki. Ehi ilse ba nahadot ni ase ada idio nes. Tuhan ne. Ako atkaha sinso ni shikodo khait oban tuk kis. Ako di ala ni naku ni che nahot ni. Ako ta jamut e ni di kodo nasko bini nache ani teido le. Naso bini nache kehato ton. Jo e di gei شئی کدومی خاتم شئی خیلی هتو ویکی هتو استون ختیل بینینا ختیل داو لیایون هنیستا ختیل بینینا کونه تو ای الله اینان تا Navajo Nation President تو ای آره تا بینیل تا Akol, Russell the Gay, the campaign, Dr. Joe Shirley Jr., Judge Perry, appeals. No, I thought. They Facebook video and I thought the car, a quarter, are then, you get the hot snap, don't hit the hot snap. A quarter, a chat, learn on to the schneedle. This is Politics on the Navajo Nation, and it is Sunday evening, and I like to make a shout out to everybody in the Shiprock area. So I just want to hear you. One of your candidates is from the Northern Agency, Russell Begay, is running. And what are your thoughts? And I'd also like to make a shout out to the Chin Lee. I want to acknowledge all the residents out there, and the rest of the Navajo Nation. Whether you are on the Navajo Nation or off the Navajo Nation, I again welcome you. And this is how it works. This radio show is broadcast, and it is on the internet, and people download it after the show. It is archived and preserved for future references. And the topic is exactly what it is. It's a Navajo talk radio. And the only way that this radio show really it becomes what it is with your participation. You can't be shy. You got to come in, call in. I see you on the board. I will then click your name, call your last four digits on your contact, and there's a slight delay, so please turn your radios down and share with us what it is that is on your mind. But before you do that, identify yourself and where you're calling from. April 21st, 2015, Navajo Nation presidential election is scheduled. But the question is it going to happen? And is the question in your mind whether or not we should hold the fluency issue first, or do we have the Navajo Nation presidential election? And one of the things that I agree with is that we should have the election every 4 years. So right now, this next election cycle will continue, but despite what's going on, their time, whoever the next president is, their time is being eaten up by these delays. And at what point does the winner implement their agenda, their administration, their platform that they campaign on behalf of? Now, it's going to be nearly 3.5 years. So it is 4 years, but unfortunately to 2014 was delayed. So now one of the things that I've been listening for is the Chris Tashimi campaign. And what happened in that instance? And where are they? I want to hear from people from the Navajo Nation or the Navajo Voters Rights Coalition. If any of you are listening out there, please call in and share your thoughts. This is Politics on the Navajo Nation, and tonight's topic is about the April 15, 2015 election. And we have about an hour and a half left to go in the show. And we will be right back. April 21st, 2015 election. Enjoy bandit. Ako are ne hitch the hoshne. Ako a dee Is the election going to happen? What's your thoughts? There are certain responsibility that we have, member of the Navajo Nation. So the question, in a lot of cases, while we read all of the things that have been said on Facebook and the discussion probably amongst us at the chapter level within the campaigns, is that, well, I have an opinion and I have a thought. And if you do, I want to hear from you. And there's a lot of things to cover. And I don't know how many of you have read the ruling that Judge Carol Perry handed down. And it's very interesting about what they call the permanent injunction. But even more that's interesting to me is that who filed this lawsuit, or this who the petitioners are. Now, says former members of the Navajo Nation Board of Election Supervisors and as Navajo voters. They're the petitioners. So it mentions Navajo voters. Now, does that include you? Well, it sure sounds like it. Versus the Navajo Nation Election Administration Director, Edison Winika. And again, that's a very interesting angle, that these petitioners are basically suing their director. And on April 13th, the petitioners filed a petition for a permanent injunction order and a motion for a temporary restraining order to stay the Navajo Nation general election schedule for April 21st. And so what they want to do is hold the referendum, Resolution CMA-0615. And the respondent, which is Edison Winika, asserted a sovereign immunity defense and filed a motion to dismiss for lack of subject matter jurisdiction. The court denies the respondent's motion to dismiss because the issues respondent raised have already been considered by the Window Rock Court, which is denying the petition motion for a temporary restraint order and order set hearing on petition for permanent injunction relief. So it sounds like the petitioners and the respondent have already addressed the Window Rock Court. There were hearings and they've been denied. In addition to the court's previous order, the court also finds petition currently before the court is a special proceeding, and that special proceeding is quoted because the Navajo Nation presidential election is scheduled to occur on April 21st, 2015. Resolution calling for referendum vote prior to an election for president was signed into law by President Ben Shelley on March 16, 2015. Essentially, the respondent argues this court does not have proper subject matter jurisdiction because the petitioners failed to provide the Navajo Nation with a 30-day notice. The court finds it took time for the petitioner to evaluate the resolution's effort on their rights to secure legal counsel to help them file the petition in court. In this court, if this court requires the petitioners to serve the president of the Navajo Nation, the chief legislative counsel, and the attorney general of the Navajo Nation by registered mail within 30-day notice, their complaint would be moot. At the time the petition was filed, this court found that the petitioners had standing and claim an injury in fact if they could meet the elements of Navajo Nation RCVP rule. Although this court declined to issue a temporary restraining order, a hearing on the preliminary and permanent injunction relief was set as expedient proceeding. So there's been a lot of court jostling already. The petition was filed April 13th, and the respondents and also the petitioners already appeared in court. So there's already been some denials that have already taken place. So this is their argument. The Navajo Nation presidential candidate fluency requirement. The issue currently before the court stems from an ongoing struggle the Navajo Nation faced in their attempt to clarify and amend the Navajo Nation law, which requires a Navajo Nation president to fluently speak and understand the Navajo language. The first attempt to amend the fluency required was proposed in legislation number CO 4714, which sought to amend the language to state must fluently speak and understand and read and write English, which language proficiency shall be determined by the people voting in favor of the people of the person upon the right and freedom of to choose their leaders. Although legislation number CO 4714 passed in the Navajo or in the council chamber, it was vetoed by President Ben Shelley. President Ben Shelley issued a statement along with his veto saying the decision to amend the language requires in Title 11, the Navajo Nation Election Code, must be brought before the people through a referendum vote because it is far too important and it is one the people need to decide on. What do you think? So the question goes, for all you listeners of the Navajo people, does this appear to be maneuvers to change a game plan, so to speak? You have a basketball game that starts, the tip-off begins. There are rules and regulations that all the players and all the participants coaches and the schools are all aware of. And the game ends and somebody wins the contest. Now, is this kind of like that to you? That we are now changing the rules in the middle of a basketball game. There's a three-point line. You shoot from behind the three-point line. And then all of a sudden, that says, no, we can't have a three-point line in this game. But the rules that everybody got into, that's how it stated. So now, is this argument to hold the Navajo Nation election, but this election will not be on the president, but it will be about defining the what fluency. Is this defining what fluency means? Now, while they're making this recommendation, has there been verbiage as to exactly what it is that they're going to, what is going to define what fluent means? Now, while we're talking about this, we go back to the game. This is how we started the game. I was one of the participants of this Navajo Nation presidential race. I knew, and I still have a copy of the qualifications. Some of you have said on Facebook that, hey, you know what, the language is way outdated, and because it's way out, the laws are outdated. And because the Navajo people, the language is being lost. And some of the Navajo people do not speak the Navajo language. They might understand it. Some of them don't speak nor understand it. Because of that, we should take the word or any requirement to take out that a candidate must speak Navajo. Well, the same argument goes, is that, are you glad that this issue came up? Are you glad that this issue came up because now we are conscientious about the fact that the Navajo Nation or the Navajo language is not where it should be? So the question goes is that what are your thoughts? Do you think that because that we have less Navajo speaking in our nation, because of that, do we drop the language or do we strengthen it to say, no, we're going to keep it in there? But the language that is written in here, and this is the question that I'm going to pose to you. As it reads, according to Judge Perry's order, this is what they say. Let me read it to you. Thereafter, I mean, this is after President Shelley recommended that there be a referendum vote. Thereafter, the council enacted resolution number CMA 0615 that called for a referendum vote on the fluency requirement prior to holding an election for president. It was passed in the Navajo in the council chambers on March 13, 2015. and signed into law on March 16, 2015. 3 days later, once this language, the vote on the fluency requirement, he first vetoed, and then now he's now saying, yes, we should go to the people. I'm talking about President Shelley. Now, this is the difference in the language. Resolution number CMA-065 orders. Qualification for office. We're talking about the office of the president. Now, this is what it reads now, or what the referendum, everybody's going to vote on. So are we really voting on language? Are we really voting about our interpretation of the language requirement? Because this is what it reads now. Must be able to speak and understand the Navajo English language. Okay. Notice that fluently or fluent or fluency is not included in here. Must be able to speak and understand the Navajo and English language. And here's the part that I want to go into also. I want to get your thoughts. And this ability shall be determined by the Navajo voter when he / she casts a vote. Now, again, whether we're tired of the language fluency, who doesn't speak, and who does speak, and how well should they speak, and whether it's not, it's a judgment on the Navajo people or the ones that don't speak. Is that putting them on the outside of the box, so to speak? Whatever the interpretation is, before we even address this thing, we started out with who is fluent? What does fluency mean? And then now we're changing to that last part. Say must be able to speak and understand the Navajo and English language. Okay, must be able to speak and understand the Navajo and English language. But the part that I think, doesn't it almost sound to you that while we're having a question about, this is guesswork. What is? Well, I guess that fluency means this. I think that fluency, bringing out the fluency question, these are some of the questions that I've heard. While we're talking about fluency, we're alienating our younger generation. But in this particular case, now this ability shall be determined by the Navajo voter when he or she passed a ballot. So, which means that on Tuesday, if this referendum was passed, you'll be walking into the chapter house, pick up your ballot, look at the candidates, and you will say to yourself, well, I know that candidate A speaks and understands the Navajo and English language. Okay? How well? I guess that's where your interpretation comes in. But I think, or I, while I'm casting this, candidate A does speak and understand Navajo in English, but while I'm standing here at the ballot, casting my vote before I cast it, I determine that this must, the word, the key word here is must, but I determine that this person speaks Navajo and English. But that's my opinion. So let's say we have a third candidate B wasn't maybe might miss several words in the Navajo language and might have trouble speaking the Navajo language. Now you take candidate B, you take the language back to over here, must be able to speak and understand the Navajo language. Well, the key word is must. But then it's neutralized by the very next sentence, and that is, and this ability shall be determined by the Navajo voter. I determine that this candidate speaks and understands the Navajo language. What do you think about that? Doesn't it almost sound to me like if you are so strongly on a candidate and you want him to, whether or not he speaks or fully understand or fluent, whatever the case is, that you're going to ensure no matter what, because I determine, because I support him, because of my support base, I determine that this person speaks and understands the Navajo and English language. But the word must, I neutralize that by my determination. To me, the Navajo language is so important that I think that rather than buckling at the knees and saying that, hey, you know what? Because our people are losing the language, we should also lose the word fluent in our qualification. Personally, as a Navajo people, we ought to do everything we can to preserve our Navajo language. And this particular referendum should happen, but it should happen after this basketball game is over. And that we should address the language. For me, I'm sure there's others who feel like, hey, you know what? I want to change. The language is not, shouldn't be, or we shouldn't require our leaders to be fluent. The other train of thought is that you can go in there and say, okay, you know what? We found a trouble area. And we're going to do everything we can as a Navajo people to strengthen the support of the preservation of our language. And because of that, we're going to legislate across the board that all of our elected leaders must fluently speak Navajo. And to be able to even take it one step further, must be able to have a conversational discussion without having to resort to the English language. and to be able to carry a conversation in a question and answer debate in a presidential forum or campaign. Why do you think the office of this Navajo is going to change their rules because of this? Or are they going to stand by and say, you know what, we are going to grill our contestants as they do every year, that these candidates or contestants are able to speak the Navajo language? Same argument goes, is a lot of kids, a lot of young ladies do not even file to become a Miss Navajo because they can't speak the Navajo language fluently. But they make the choice on their own to say, well, I declare that I am not able to speak. So there's a certain amount of responsibility for every candidate who is wishing and willing to participate in this election. This law was already there. What are your thoughts? And it's going to be a very, very interesting day tomorrow and the next day. And probably for the next month as to what's going to happen. And I welcome you, all of you, to call in and to find out whether we should have a referendum or not. That's essentially what this is. We're bringing, everybody thought we moved away from the fluency issue, but now we're back to that. And that's what this referendum. Whether or not you agree with the language, or should the language be voted on, I'm talking about the language on the legislation. This language, the wording was drafted by the council delegates. And is that sufficient enough? Because they represent us. We elected them in that capacity. And therefore, do we sign off on this? Well, it'd be very interesting. So, tonight's topic, the April 21st, 2015 election, the Carroll Navajo Nation Window Rock District Court Judge Carol Perry's ruling on Friday, and also the standing ruling by the Navajo Nation Supreme Court. And we have a caller, and I want to hear what everybody has to say, because this is important.
First caller.
The caller, I'd like for you to identify yourself and where you're calling from. 3071. Yate, can you hear me?
Nate.
Oh, Yate, Nate.
Oh,
I know. Yeah. Atin Nekonhan, that's it. Hey. Well, that's what Judge Carol Perry ruled on Friday, was her opinion that she wants to have the referendum take place first.
That the referendum should not be, it should be a no. the nature. We can't change a rule just for one person, like basketball players. Just get over here at Sherbrooke. I started this league. It's called Four Corners League. Basketball. We got together and we did the rules and regulations. We set it. We had meetings after meetings after meetings. We finally finalized it. Any other changes? Other coaches, they came in. We talked about it without any arguments. What do you change? The last meeting that called on me. Maybe Kira, everything was set. So every time something comes up, but they always pick up the rules and regulations. The game continues. Why can't it be like that?
Yeah. Or even
the lower court.
The office of go ahead.
The lower court can't overrule the Supreme Court. The only one that overruled the Supreme Court is itself. He can change his mind. But, that's a big shot. What is done is done.
Ruling, they Navajo Supreme Court, their ruling pretty much addressed the Navajo Election Office, and everybody who, or all the different parts that were attached to that. Election, April 21st, net dawsh ah. Bakal, it o a ruling, ilia. Ako, and, but this ruling, one thing I totally am not, I don't get is that the former Board of Supervisors, election supervisors, choe anago edinal tosha de dila, and it also says, if you read the petitioners, Bakagi, as Navajo voters, now, but they're going after Edison Winika. They're not going after anybody else, just the former Board of Supervisors. And I don't get that part. What do you think is their objective? Because if you look at their history, they were removed by the Navajo Nation Supreme Court Judge Herb Yazi. I don't reinstate in Hadotnili. I thought I don't know. I don't think they've ever been reinstated. But now, at the time, they wanted to hold the election. But now they're not wanting to hold the election. Why do you think they're doing this?
The Navajo Coalition. Job description. Are you fluent in Navajo? Ikedo in the a bit of a chapter the other Kihanazi Navajo today, do you do it yesterday, did you know? So best ever.
Yep.
I think you're three Craigians, you know? Navajo Nation, but you.
A call.
Have
you heard anything on the Navajo Nation or along the campaign trail? Has anybody heard from Chris Deschutes?
So he was with the coalition the other night. I didn't mean to say that. It was posted on Facebook. If you still look at it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I saw it. I mean, that's the only activity I'm seeing is this on Facebook. But have you heard anything at the chapter level from, has anybody heard from him?
So Board of Election, really, not a good key, Arizona. I don't know how to start, though. So I don't, Arizona,
yeah.
Don't, now we need to get funding, so. So could Sherry or Russell, yeah, yes, you need keys, though. That's the best about buying, that's not. You seen yet, that's all. So you could say, tell you, tell me not, Oscar. Oh, Zor, which one's done this? 4 years, isn't it? I didn't. Yeah, go, oh, geez, no, I didn't have it. Sorry, not to
talk.
I did a day of awful, it was done, not yet. The next game, but John, not so. The next game, number's doctor. 89, the county, what you need, oh.
Yeah.
Are you, I just kissed it. It's going out,
yeah. Ako di lay sa ako ta ninigi sa ay lay di Navajo language ba yel tigi o kayun ka alchin na bizad di nabizari do ajoye yel tido aro we're losing our language ta ninigi ako edinin na chigo let's change the rules or the let's take the fluency Ninigi. We know there's a problem with that we're losing our language. The chapter level Shai Idan.
I don't think we're losing our language. We're not losing it. Up there Hawando Tozorchin up in Dinkinda. Amara Zed and Ninigi. And they wait, Chita is the first one you had to see. Oh, so cute, you had a. Junior, a way to hunt either. Yat ain't crazy, any to hunt either. Then, ah, welcome, baby, so cute, you had a. Out of the gun, and you should be to kill just. Not crazy, go and they wait, Chito's there, I don't not crazy to yet, Chita. And that's not crazy, not. That's his obviously not crazy about daily. He had already eaten a detail. That's tonight, she had covered the gun of his activity at the Tiara and on the face of the gun of his activity. Your parents, and it's many honest for parents. I'm not a parent, I don't have a kid. But I have nieces and nephews. They never would just press it out, and you did out, just as long. I tell them. That's question, huh?
Yeah.
So who don't know the tenors and niece the TCS and that four binachi. Never was it yes to go did and then never this hour since you get care of your kidna. Con you know the kid at the T Honda, but you had to kill. ani hi de da ni te ra bi yeri ki da sen o bi tsara ha si ke da ta te o bi da ti ni a ide ya na ga a ko a ko te la ki o ti to ta bi ti ni o bi da ti ni ka o bi tsara ha si ke da na ni leaders to ho te la ju na zi ni a ten do ha si ken da a ke da ya o ta ba da ha si ke na In silly shut up and listen to me. None of that. So I had in the thought I used it in the net. So I need and that then I what's the best key? So can you get it to Haskin and can you get to Haskin? I don't know his father. What do you yellow?
Of course, Joey. Joy, having said that, according to this, that's the only reason why that we're that I'm talking about this thing, because this injunction that's in place by Judge Perry, Joy, language, yeah, Ajit, nanati. Okay, what they want to hold is this referendum. Here's the part that, what do you think this means, and that is this, and well, I'll read the whole thing, must be able to speak and understand the Navajo in English language, and this ability shall be determined by the voter, or by the Navajo voter, when he, she casts a ballot. Now, that last part, Iggy, how solid do you think that is? Is there a clear definition?
The last one, Manika.
And this ability shall be determined by the Navajo voter when he, she casts a vote.
Let me ask you.
Dida, nay, she hasn't done neither. Dila had the eyes, ne? Quite a sad quite young that, Inigi. Had ill had late or eyes, ne? She couldn't end or neither, Shane. How would you share with them?
To be quite sad, yes, he does a jaggy dish. A quite deep, the net, the neatly, the nebizard, by yet, Iggy. Not funny, you slept a not itchy. But the other hustling is that he quay. Ilagani, catch a day, the other kiko. Never where to eat or your other kid does lean. A cold quaggy, but bahod on Aki, Binny, the gun is up in the gunny, catch a yada skinny. A copinny, the itchy to them. A cold, you think is that a key, are you not? Couldn't in the huddle. The straight paper. Oh, that's a little alcohol. بینی رسه لکان بزاری ها نده ایزا اید داره تو دارده ایشتی چه گوی نیه ایگیسی ناسده نه نهاز نی ایو دا اکسپلین دیشی دیجا
نشنه نسی ایدا ایس کالی مازن جو لیشن دا خیصا دیره ایلا او لیه نا Even this thing, even this new wording, it says, You see, this is what I don't get. Starts out with must. See, that's the key word, must. See? Must be able to speak and understand the Navajo and English language. Let's say must. Okay? Well, So even that's very confusing to say.
Oh.
So,
I try to explain to them.
Oh, yeah.
So that day, Johnny did it as fast and they did the same thing. And this is the Nika.
Yeah. Well, they did the Chubasagani catch a good did a Dijosh call. Aimed at IU Shadonch or IU Ashishna Kinle. Must be able to speak Bakagi, must be able to speak. So the word Iggy, Nick Achugush, said, oh, must, will Yahagi, must.
Aye, yes,
oh, aye, yes, oh,
aye, yes,
the word, yes.
The
yeah.
Must be able to
says,
speak English and read and write in.
Yeah. And then you take it one step further, and this ability shall be determined by the Navajo voters when he/she casts a vote. In other words, Tuesday, Guada, if this was the election that I'm voting on, Adiya Iyao Shi Leada Dil Sol. Akodi, let's say Christus Chidi and Joe Shirley, I can know Chelo. Now, Chris says that he speaks Navajo, or that he understands Navajo. And Joe. But this last part, she could a Christus cheat the case zone. Then that changes the whole game according to this ability. I'm talking about this ability for the candidate. His ability shall be determined by me when I cast my vote. So, oh, Lord, chapter has to meet your heart. See? Ah, the shabby getting cunt. Oh, even nae la she o did Navajo to the Yaski. Even see, that's where it kind of gets that guesswork, guess in there, and it comes down to. I determine this because I support that candidate, and I say that he speaks. if that's the case, go. So did I need a quag be kahod yago? A coach, you could also answer. A coach, eh? If this final determination, Dita, if I say that candidate speaks Navajo, single, Edo Tao, the Joy Dito, in the ballot, the Adia, in Ya Ada, the day of the election, Adi, Hoshe, what Oiban, this case, what Oiba, if it comes back to my choice, me, Kodo, voter in Shinigi, then why do we need the Office of Navajo Nation Election? Aren't they supposed to be the one to determine Neda ko shokoro ni taro da hinta kwe de love tlatata ho hui saad hut oe di qualification bili na chi ilu wat or le ligi kong e aad eh tesn ant or le nil jo e asad laaj o hul yao so le hien na kare do nile balaj e do voters on the Nishigido campaign on a crazy age, but like a need to us, we don't need Nahalin. Okay, so why don't we just, you know, if this thing passes, then it almost gives the appearance that, well, there's no need for the Navajo Nation election office. We'll just get to the ballot and determine who's qualified and who's not qualified.
Not only with the Congress, I can say, hang your thoughts now. I do, you But it's not even the Congress, that's a title. Zinida.
And even,
Zinida, what's on the Congress, Dan, because he had that key.
Yeah, exactly. Well, see, that's, yeah, see, that's the thing, too.
They only have to be, what, a fourth Navajo?
So
Navajo, this Zinida, Gandhi, what is on, but the Congress is Zinida.
Yeah. You know, and that's one of the things that's just and again, how many people, and again, it takes it back to the other part, and that is that, well, let's finish this game.
Must be able to speak Navajo fluently and read and write English.
Used to be that way, you know, previously.
$300,000?
Yeah.
Got two elections now, almost 750,000. That's going to go to waste. Out of the election by now, though, we're wasting about $1 million on election dollars.
Yeah.
And that's money that should be utilized for our elders, our youth, disability, veterans.
Yeah.
So disability, President, chapter president, or any council delegate, louder. You think you're the owner? I think. Ah, sorry, yeah, that's killing. Big question, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Veterans, and it's an hour, she did on the card, it's a little bit kicking each other. But they, and so be kid, it's been a couple of hours in the heart. Elders, and
yeah. I think that's a
Oh, Tita, Zo, I need to know, Edita. I need a Bayer to kill. Other also, you know, at the jail. Oh, I need,
well, you know,
is not a I need the Conestown and Cardish for that. I need Ben to the Zoe up there. Got Joe Shirley, who
knows?
Yeah, go in the Cardish, wasn't it? None of us of the kid or not. I need Heidi Conestown, sir. So I thought now you better hold me. Yeah, but the zone that he caught all the Tina Christian.
Well, you know, So when all Tuesday good, all Joe Shirley president that just later wrestled the gay vice president. Oh, I don't see what you're doing. There. We got new
Arizona. What is Chris Dinio for lawyer?
You know, and that's very it's very interesting, Nate. I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna call and I'm gonna get some recordings and get everything and I'm gonna do another show tomorrow night. So I'm gonna call the legislative, the council, the president's office, and going to try to get some quotes, and try to call the court. We'll be on this again, and try to promote this out there. But I appreciate it. You know what? It's not me that taught angle. Red Valley. All right. Well, I'll let you go, Nate. Okay, Alana, thanks for calling, and let's talk again tomorrow night. I don't know. I'll try to get some guests on even more so tomorrow. I try to get it, you know. They don't want to get involved. They don't want to be quoted. They don't want. So I hope I can get somebody to say something tomorrow night. So thank you very much. I'll talk to you later. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. This is Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, your host. Thank you very much, and I will talk to you tomorrow night.
Politics on the Navajo Nation. The official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nez.